The Paper Menagerie and Other Stories by Ken Liu. Sai woke to the rousing first movement of Vivaldi's Violin Concerto in C minor, Il Sospetto. He lay still for a minute, letting the music wash over him like a gentle Pacific breeze. The room brightened as the blinds gradually opened to the sunlight. Tilly had woken him right at the end of a light sleep cycle, the optimal time. He felt great, refreshed, optimistic, ready to jump out of bed. Tilly, that's an inspired choice for a wake-up song. Of course. Tilly spoke from the camera speaker in the nightstand. Who knows your tastes and moods better than I? The voice, though electronic, was affectionate and playful. Sai went into the shower. Remember to wear the new shoes today. Tilly now spoke to him from the camera speaker in the ceiling. Why? You have a date after work. Oh, the new girl. Shoot, what's her name? I know you told me. I'll bring you up to speed after work. I'm sure you'll like her. The compatibility index is very high. I think you'll be in love for at least 6 months. Sai looked forward to the date. Tilly had also introduced him to his last girlfriend, and that relationship had been wonderful. The breakup afterward was awful, of course, but it helped that Tilly had guided him through it. The Strategy Paradox by Michael Rayner. Most strategies are built on specific beliefs about the future. Unfortunately, the future is deeply unpredictable. Worse, the requirements of breakthrough success demand implementing strategy in ways that make it impossible to adapt should the future not turn out as expected. The result is the strategy paradox. Strategies with the greatest possibility of success also have the greatest possibility of failure. Resolving this paradox requires a new way of thinking about strategy and uncertainty. Here's a puzzling fact. The best performing firms often have more in common with humiliated bankrupts than with companies that have managed merely to survive. In fact, the very traits we have come to identify as determinants of high achievement are also the ingredients of total collapse. Take Me With You When You Go by David Levithan and Jennifer Niven. Subject, you. Missing. Date, Monday, 25 March, 12:12, EST. Dear B, I am not mad at you. I don't blame you. But I do think you owe me an explanation. I know you're gone. We all know you're gone. I think from the moment Mum went into your room and found it the way you left it, we knew. What an exquisite fuck you to her and Darren. A perfectly made bed. Like it'd never been slept in. Like you'd never been here at all. How many times have they yelled at you to make that bed? How many times have you refused? Hint. The answer to both questions is the same number. And now? You left everything smooth and blank. No note. No word. I know. I looked. I wasn't the one who found your room like that. I was sitting at the kitchen table. Suddenly Mum was screaming your name, again and again. Angry at first, then something else. Maybe 10% scared,